The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Today is Thursday, the fifth week of Lent. This is Father Stephen Reynolds, the pastor of St. Elizabeth Ann Seton Catholic Church in Houston, Texas. In the scriptures, whenever God changes someone's name, it signals who that person is in the eyes of God and what role he will play in the history of salvation. In the New Testament, Jesus changes Simon's name to Peter to signal that he is now the rock of the church and the leader of the apostles. The Pharisee Saul will also undergo change of name, although in his case the origin of the change is less clear. Nevertheless, known as Paul, this great figure was transformed from a persecutor of the church to its greatest missionary. In the first reading today from Genesis chapter 17, Abram's name is changed to Abraham, which means father of a multitude. His new name is the beginning of the fulfillment of the covenant that God made with Abraham to make of him a great nation. We read, "My covenant with you is this. You are to become the father of a host of nations. No longer shall you be called Abram. Your name shall be Abraham, for I am making you the father of a host of nations." This is a reiteration of the covenant promises made to Abraham earlier in the book of Genesis. If we read a little further beyond this excerpt, we hear how God commands Abraham to circumcise himself as a visible and bodily sign of the covenant. Well, this seems a bit odd. Why would God command this? Preceding chapters of Genesis relate God's promise to Abraham that even though he and his wife Sarah had no children and were quite old, God would give him descendants. Impatient for the fulfillment of God's promises, Sarah and Abraham make use of a surrogate mother, Sarah's servant, Hagar. Abraham conceives a child with her, called Ishmael, and he becomes the progenitor of tribes who will in the future live in conflict with the Israelite nation, descended from Abraham's eventual son, Isaac. Evidently, Abraham didn't entirely trust God's timetable and sought to rush things. As a consequence, Abraham unleashed future evils that would afflict his own progeny. And so in response, God requires that Abraham make a penitential blood sacrifice in his own flesh, in that part of his body with which Abraham deviated from God's will. One of the lessons of faith is to learn to trust God's timeline. Our attempts to rush God or to hold him back will only complicate things for us. The Psalms are filled with exhortations to be patient and to accept the unfolding of God's will as he wills it and when he wills it. For example, in Psalm 27 we read, "Wait for the Lord, be strong, and let your heart take courage. Wait for the Lord." One of the ways of waiting on the Lord is to finish our work, the tasks of the day, whether at the office, the workshop, school, or at home, doing our work well and bringing it to completion, not leaving things undone, is a way of practicing endurance, perseverance, and attention to the present moment. Holy Week begins soon. As we enter into that sacred time, may we wait with courage upon the Lord and seek his holy and divine will. God bless you.